Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Welcome. You are listening to the Watchman Alert Radio Network, broadcasting as a voice in the wilderness. This is Warn Radio, and I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. Welcome to today's show. And we are living by faith in the whirlwind of the last days. Now stay tuned for a great show and line up today from Warn Radio. Greetings!
Greetings and welcome to Wednesday's Remnant Battle Lines Prophecy News Hour with Watchman and Tower. Tonight on the show, Prophecy, Gospel News, Egypt, Iraq, Boko Haram, Nigeria, Christian Persecution, and more on warn-usa.com, Radio Advocacy. War of hearts, ideologies and nations heat up as the gospel goes forth and violent opposition spreads, yet victory for the gospel of Jesus Christ through his grace. Stay tuned for more on this later. It is Wednesday, the 31st day of October 2018, and we are glad you joined us. I am Tower, and we are covering the end of days as they happen. This is Warn Radio. The readings in the Word this week are Genesis chapter 23 verses 1 through chapter 25 verse 18, 1 Kings chapter 1 verses 1 through 31, the New Testament portion is Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 through chapter 9 verse 38, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 50 through 57. You can go to warn-usa.com, danaclintonsmith.com, or gethealthyyoungliving.com to listen to the latest radio programs. We have last Wednesday's program, Myanmar Gospel, Miraculous Survival, Vietnam Showdown, Darfur Christians, Anti-Christian Persecution, and Prophecy News. Also, Thursday's Bible study, Apocalypse, John's Revelation of Jesus Christ, Part 2, to the Church. And also, 1 and 2 Timothy, Mystery of Godliness, Part 3. And you can go read the latest articles by the Watchman. We have Mystery of Iniquity, Prophecy, A Sign of Seasons and the Times. Mystery of Iniquity, Prophecy, A Sign of the Times and Seasons. We find living in these end of days the proof of what has been warned about in Scripture. Also, check out Action Prophecy Shaking Nations. The shaking of nations, men and nations with their own agendas. From a movement of rebellion to seduce the world, it is the Action Prophecy Shaking Nations which will be the final word on all things. This is a word spoken, and to that word no hand shall rise against it and live. And today, we received good news early this morning that a case many Christians and ministries have been watching came to a close. The word was that the Supreme Court in Pakistan acquitted Asia Bibi of blasphemy charges, which we've been discussing and spreading the word and praying for her for years. So we are excited about this, and thank God. We are just thankful that she has been acquitted of these ridiculous charges. And you can follow us on Twitter at hashtag WatchmanIS216, hashtag WarnRadio, or hashtag underscore watch underscore Watchman, WGS underscore Watchman. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WarnRadio. And now I welcome in the Watchman for our Prophecy News Hour, latest news, articles, and information concerning the days in which we live. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on in your world?
Well, a lot of stuff happened today. A lot of things going on. And so, it's been one of those days, you know.
Yes, it has.
And, we are glad to have seen everything. See it come to pass and stuff like that. I was looking through some of this. Because, at any rate, today is another Wednesday. Another day that we cover the church and what is going on. And as Tower said, we have been talking and praying about Sia Abibi. And I have a lot of posts over on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And we've covered Asiya quite a bit, actually more than we did with Pastor Brunson, because she was in prison longer than he was. But Asiya is uneducated, but she has a family. And she has a good attitude. When she got out, she said she forgave her captors and everybody that was involved in it.
That's hard to do, too. So.
Yeah, might have done her wrong. Right away, of course, even with the release that CBN had, that we had, where we first learned it, they said that she'd be, in a private area where no one knows where she's at because of the threats of radical Islamists. But we warned about that if she was to get out, that she'd have to be protected, both her and her husband and kids, and put in a place where no one knows where she's at. Then they would have to also get her out of Pakistan. So the word has it there is a group that's going to be relocating her. And, of course, nobody's really going to know where that's at for a while, I don't think, if they do at all. Because ACLJ came on out. And, of course, with our post over on Warren USA, we gave you excerpts from all that, as well as from our Twitter stuff, because we greeted that with tears of joy. And, that we saw her, because now we've seen Pastor Brunson and Asiya both recently released.
Yes, that's very exciting.
But we saw others released from Iran and another pastor. And then we saw some pastor and some others released out of North Korea in times past. And so over the course of time, there's usually somebody that gets thrown in prison or gets persecuted that becomes kind of a hallmark. You watch them, you want them released. But there's a lot of people, Christians around the world, that are in prison for their faith. There's a lot of Christians that are facing persecution and death daily. The Fulani and Nigeria killing Christians, Boko Haram in Nigeria killing Christians, China cracking down on Christianity and other faiths. In China, we reported on the multitude of pastors that were standing against China. And this is just the tip of the tentacle here, that there are lots and lots and lots of persecution. And, you know, the word out of Syria and even Iraq is that, of course, you have the Chaldean and the Assyrian church both in both those countries. You know, what you have is a devastated church in both areas because of ISIS. Other word coming out is that ISIS is regrouping in Syria. So it is, to say the least, a mess worldwide. And so when we see this kind of a victory, we are overjoyed that we have a victory.
Amen.
And that's why we're here. The WIBR Warn Radio is a preaching, teaching, and warning agency, but we're also an advocacy agency whereby on our show we get out and we discuss these issues. Remind you some of the boots on the ground as far as ministries. We, you know, tell you what's going on as best that we can find out. We talk about it, discuss it, and do what we can. So, and we've been doing that for a long time. So this really, I think, Tower, really illustrates why we're here.
That's right.
You know, when we get word that they come out, you know, the prayers, because we urge you to pray for all of these. And, you know, I was thinking today, all the people that we've prayed for in all these years and how many we do see make it out.
That's right.
And so... So we had that victory this morning, and I was really busy today with a lot of the work, including on the website. And then this afternoon, our web host shut us down and took us offline. Just like that, we had a website, and then we didn't have a website. The website was there. They just made sure we couldn't see it or anyone else. And
I think that's just wrong.
And, you know, the bottom line of it is that they've tried this before over a couple of other things.
Hadn't been that long ago either.
And so I had a friend of the ministry that helped us, and we took care of some of the issues. But they simply accused us of things that were wrong. And, of course, you can't argue with them. And this time... they said there was too many files. Well, that could have been taken care of easily enough. All they had to do is send me an email and warn me. But instead, they sent me an email after they took it offline. And I called them up and got after them over it. And, you know, I told them I want to work with them, but I told them that they were wrong in both cases because you can't fight it. It's just like once they put a mark on you, that's it. You know, you're screwed, you know. And, we have all of our audios. We have massive backups here in the office. We have an online backup that is off continent, off of North America. And it is an access point where we can get to it, and it's safe, and we have regular uploads to it. And it's a massive database. You know, the bottom line of it is that a lot of these hosting companies, they have gotten to the point where, you know, they don't think that you can do anything. And for the most part, a lot of them are true. Now, this hosting company is just one of quite a number that belong to a major, major hosting company, which is located in the UK. And... they own them all and make all the rules, and it's a global type network. And to be honest with you, when you go online with them, you don't know. You think they're local, but they're not local. They belong to a bigger, they're owned by somebody else. So, you know, this is where it's all going, and it is a mess. What we need to do is get our own server. But then what you face is the entrance onto the Internet, which you have to have another higher company, one that does beyond the mere hosting but has a branch. And there's only, I think, about four of those in America that you can get on. And so the bottom line of it is that there are other technology companies and things that really own the whole thing into the internet. And if they wanted to shut it down, they could do it any day. The fact that we have Google working with China, you know, in the midst of a Chinese crackdown against Christians and other faiths is very, very disturbing.
Yes, it is.
And so this is what these companies online do. And Google and Twitter and Facebook are all global companies. They're not American companies anymore. They're located in America, but they have something happened to America. They'll just simply move somewhere else because they've got billions and they don't need us. And that's the attitude. That is the problem we have. One day it is going to be where Christianity will be ostracized from all of this because they'll be tired of the message. Paul tells us, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that they'll reject the love of the truth. And that's we face a lot of that in America today. This is the battle. And when they take everybody offline and they make it impossible, there'll still be a way to get the message out. We've already made some plans for that. We've talked about it, but we're going to need some top-of-the-line Christian techies that know how to write code, that know how to do certain things that would make it make us be able to put things online and be virtually undetected except for the message. So there's a lot of things that has to go on here should we have to go that far. But the message, the gospel, is going to go out. The scripture says so. This message gospel will be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. The end is not going to come till this thing gets out. But there is going to be a time of the night, just as there was in the time of the Lord. And for this one, it'll be 3.5 years when the beast will be working. And Revelation 18, 3.5 years. And it'll be the time of the night. And what do you do in the night? You don't do much of anything. You'll be working to survive. And, of course, by the wrath of God portion of this, the main part of there will be a lot that will either be sealed as believers or they will be martyred and in heaven, and the rest of them will be marked. That's about what we find in Scripture regarding this particular time period. So, Tower, we went from victory, you know, to a defeat, to a victory, and, you know, you just go from one thing to another.
Oh, I know.
And you would think for all the money and all the stuff you do with these companies, the least they could do is let you know, but people, you know, they don't do that. They don't care. And you know, you can call them up, but I've dealt with these people for a long time, and, you know, if they, you know, no matter what they do, I'll get back online. You know, I do all the websites and things, and we'll find a place somewhere. Even if I have to go to the dark web, we will find a place. And there will be a place for the Word of God to get across the world. That's all there is to it. And of course,
that's right. I believe that.
Yeah. And we also have the capabilities to do other things as well, which I'm not going to be mentioning any further. But know this, the gospel will go out. The wicked will not win the day. There will be a deceiver called, you know, the beast. Paul calls him the son of perdition, the destroyer, because of what he does. That's the reason he calls him that. It's a prophetic title. And the beast is another prophetic title telling you where his roots are, where he comes from, the beast, Satan, the dragon. This is where we're at in the end of days, and we are discussing some of these things right now on our advocacy. And, of course, first up, now, Tower, Tower's got something come up she's going to be talking about in Iraq. I talked about it a little bit, but I'm going to do this, and then we'll go to your,
okay,
the one you're doing. So I'll cover this, and you get ready with that other one. Now, of course, we're in Egypt on this one, And, of course, there was a big anniversary of the Maspero massacre. It was about 7 years ago. And, you know, the bottom of it is there were dozens were killed and hundreds were injured because of the government's closure of Aswan Church. But, you know, the bottom line of it is that Egypt has been in the throes of persecution and trouble for a long time. And, of course, Egypt, when you know, the Muslim Brotherhood dude took over, it was really bad for Christians there. And, of course, the Coptic Church, some of them, you know, their leaders have just said, we're used to being martyred. And in Egypt, there's a lot of horrific things that are going on and have gone on. You know, anywhere from raping your daughter and forcing her to marry you. I mean, if you were a Muslim guy, I mean, that is ongoing. Kidnapping young girls, making them marry them, telling them that if they don't become a Muslim, they will kill their family. Forcing these kids to be drawn into a web of deceit and lies. And so the whole thing is a battle, a fundamental battle. And there's no way a lot of these Muslims are going to ever know the Lord unless something gets revealed to them and the blinds come off their eyes. And as we talk about this and as we discuss how bad ISIS was when they went through and the other Islamists that are fighting and killing lots of Christians today, the bottom line of it is that they are getting saved. There are Christians getting saved in the Middle East. I mean, not Christians, but Muslims and also Hindus. That's an ongoing thing. And we continue to report it because the organizations continue to bring it up and tell everybody. And in regard to this massacre that went on some time ago, the army and police were waiting for us about 200 meters away from the Maspero TV building. They started firing at us before two army armored vehicles came at great speed and drove into the crowds, going backwards and forwards, mowing people under their wheels. Now, you see, the thing of it is that in Egypt, this is the time they were having a lot of protests. And in this particular case, there was protests going on, but there was a portion of the army and the police that decided to mow these people down. And, of course, it was during that time that, people were, you know, trying to get rid of the Christian aspect totally. In Egypt's constitution, there was a Bible student by the name of Karim. He said, it is said that Egypt is a Muslim country and the country's religion is Islam. With this item in the Constitution, it gives the idea to radical Muslims that having a church is not part of the Islamic country and that Christians are not part of the Islamic community. Therefore, they condone having nightclubs but not having a church. Churches seeking official recognition are at an increased risk of mob violence. And these are all things that we've talked about before in regard to Egypt. And so pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ over there right now. You know, we don't get a lot out of there about any particular being in prison for their faith there. Most of them, when we see them over in Egypt, a lot of them are killed. I mean, they're just killed. Now, in Iran, we see them actually go through a law process. And many times they can't get out of it and they wind up in prison. And the most horrendous one is Evin prison. And of course, we've seen him go into there. And then of course, Pastor Brunson recently, of course, he was going through the process. And in the process, the end verdict was he got out for time served and he was able to come back to America. They released him. Sia Bibi was in there for 9 years in prison in Pakistan and had to go all the way up to a higher level court before the death penalty. And if she would have lost this, she would have been killed right away. Because she had already gone to the court and it upheld it, and then before they do the death penalty, there was another approach to higher court, and they couldn't find any evidence. They just came out and said there's no evidence. None of the others, a lot of the local judicial aspects almost always find them guilty because of the pressure of Muslims. So these are all problems, and these justices in the higher court in Pakistan face danger too, because they've already killed a couple of high-level executives who came out and said that Asiya was innocent. Tower, I'm going to stop here for a minute. Do you remember the name of that, who that was that they had killed, one of them? Was that the president of one of the... He was governor of one of the regions.
Yeah, he might have been the governor of one of the regions. He was also... and another one was also a lawyer, I believe, and they were both fighting for her release.
And they killed her.
They
killed them. Radicals. And you know, that's what you see there. And you also see the same kind of thing in India. We've followed that for a lot of years, India, and we've seen them where they've actually killed some of them. And you have this within this confines all the way down the coast of Asia, you know, Thailand and all those. We see this violence in there, and the government almost invariably leans towards what the radicals, you know, trying to get, make them happy. So it's really, 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 when we talk about it, it is dangerous in these countries. And that's why a lot of these stories, we won't be telling you their true name. There will not be any pictures because that's the way it goes in order to protect them.
Yeah, the radicals assassinated the former Punjab governor, Salman Taseer, and... Shahbaz Bhatti in 2011, and both of those men had supported Asa Bibi and called for an end to Pakistan's blasphemy law. That's why they killed him.
Well, you know, the thing of it is that Pakistan has been trying to rid the falseness out of the blasphemy laws, because a lot of Muslims, including imams, have been using it to get rid of Christians.
Yeah, they misuse it.
Yeah, they misuse it, and Pakistan admits that in the higher levels of their court system, but it's hard to get the locals to go along with them. So, you know, that's part of the problem. And so, with that, remember Egypt, remember to pray for them, and remember that... your brothers and sisters in Christ are facing. And the Maspero massacre, which they were relating to in this particular post, represented a brutal crackdown against Egypt's Christians, and they continue to suffer endless violence and hardship. So remember them in your prayers, and listen to this radio, and visit our websites, and... keep us in your prayers, and be sure to share all the web pages and everything. Help us get the word out. Okay, Tower, you got that.
Well, this next story comes to us from Wilberforce. It's picking up the pieces in Iraq. And 4 years ago, when the ISIS terrorists enslaved thousands of Yazidi women and girls in Iraq, Nadia Murad was one of the many women captured and forced into the ISIS slave trade, and she was only 21. After escaping and migrating to Germany, she has demonstrated incredible courage by telling audiences around the world about the suffering endured by the Yazidi community. And she's published a memoir titled The Last Girl, My Story of Captivity and My Fight Against the Islamic State. And earlier this month, she was a recipient of, one of two recipients, awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict. And she bravely speaks out against the crimes that ISIS has committed against her people, and in particularly to the Yazidi women. And in the wake of her own personal trauma, she is helping her community pick up the pieces. And she was recently on NPR doing an interview, and she was asked what she now hopes will be achieved. And she cited three things. Reconstruction of the Yazidi homeland in Sinjar, security so Yazidis can return, and justice for her people by classifying the atrocities of ISIS as war crimes. And Nadia said her people just want to live in peace and feel safe. And following the Nobel Peace Prize announcement, recent and noteworthy initiatives have been developed to offer hope to Nadia, the Yazidis, and Christians in all religious minorities who have suffered at the hands of ISIS in Iraq. The first one is that the U.S. has announced over $178 million in new U.S. foreign assistance to support reintegrating persecuted ethnic and religious minorities communities in Iraq. The second is the Senate passed H.R. 390, the Iraq and Syria Genocide Emergency Relief and Accountability Act of 2017. And finally, Congressman Jeff Fotenberry, he's a Republican out of Nebraska who represents America's largest Yazidi community, introduced a resolution calling on the U.S. government to develop a security plan for religious minorities in northern Iraq. And so we're hoping that all of this will be possible for the Yazidis to go back home instead of having to flee their country and go into these camps or being enslaved. And I hope that this help starts immediately.
Well, you know, we covered the Yazidis along with everybody else.
And I remember, as well as the Kurds. I remember this, Nadia.
And I'll tell you, it was real disturbing what they did to these people.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And the UN did declare this a genocide, and then America declared it a genocide. So it is declared a genocide. I don't know if, when we look at that, if a genocide is considered a war crime, but to me it would be. The bottom line of it is that just the other day I read where a bunch of the brides of ISIS and their kids were allowed into the UK. And so I've got a major problem with allowing anybody connected to ISIS to just come freely. You know, they need to be held over the fire and found out if they're going to raise these kids like ISIS or not.
That's
and if
right.
they're proud to have killed these people, I wouldn't let them in. There's nobody, even if they have kids, should be allowed into a country if they have blood on their hands and sit there and look you in the eye and say, yeah, we should have done more and made it worse. You have to understand there is evil out there, and evil, yeah, lies in the hearts of men, women, and even children today, because the age of accountability, you know, some of these kids are corrupted really early in life. It is just absolutely horrendous. But this needs to be taken care of, and, you know, the bottom line of it is there is nothing you're going to be able to do much in Syria. America has some interests in there. They have a few, I don't know exactly how many in Syria. Russia, of course, is still there, and Assad is still in power. And then, of course, you have got Iran, who is putting in Iran or Turkey. I think it's Iran. And Turkey also is involved in there in corners, because Turkey was attacking the Kurdish line in the northern border of Iraq, or the southern border, you'd call it southern border of Turkey there. So the whole thing is nothing but a mess, and we hope and pray that this whole region can find peace. And that's really what a lot of people want. They just want peace. But it's just like this caravan coming up. There's four of them now. They're coming up, and they have guns. They have Molotov cocktails, and the ones that follow are even more armed. Now, what kind of a refugee are you when you're bringing all this stuff with you and you're willing to kill Mexican police and shoot at them and throw cocktails at them in order to get through? Well, the police did arrest all these people. But, the bottom line of it is that now Trump is talking about sending 15,000 troops. He's talking about, and I seen a thing today said he was sending tanks to the border. So I don't know what we've got down there. But, we've got thousands and thousands of people that think they can just come up and crawl over borders and come in and do what they want to. And we have time and time again found some of these people who are criminals come in here raping and pillaging, stealing and murdering Americans. So the Democrats and their open borders is nothing but foolish.
That's right.
And they do that for political gain in order to get the immigrants that are here to vote for them. And this whole thing is a ploy, a political ploy from Soros all the way to the Democratic Party. We want to have this chaos happen about the time of election. So this is what they want.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, and so make no mistake about it. You know, there's a lot of Americans out there that don't like the way the Democrats are doing it. And even President Trump said, this Democratic Party is not your parents' Democratic Party. And that's the truth, because we knew Democrats before. We know of Democrats in the past, and they were never like that.
That's right.
And today they have lost, the whole issue here, and so is Hollywood. Hollywood's nuttier than a fruitcake. So even Cher says she's getting fat, and it's all Trump's fault because she gets upset and eats more and gets fat because she didn't like Trump. Well, I say, more power to you. And then today or the other day she was talking about moving to Canada. Well, I think you need to move your butt out and go to Canada. The rest of you actors, too. And don't make a movie and expect me to watch it, because of the way you're acting, I ain't going to watch your stuff. Now, I'll tell you what to watch. Watch David White, and also watch his Pure Flicks. They are top-rated Christian movies.
There you go.
And if you follow us on Instagram, for instance, I have a lot of stuff on there from David White, among others. And matter of fact, we have a lot of top-notch various people that are, in the influential end of it, that we're able to get on our Instagram. Any rate, keep track of that. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. There's a lot of things going on. And, of course, the next one is something we've already talked about, and that is Boko Haram.
They're horrible. It's unbelievable what they do, Dana. I am just sick.
I know. And the jihadists reportedly cut men into pieces with machetes, set houses ablaze, and weakened attacks that displaced an estimated 1,300 people in Nigeria's Borno state. And that's the terrorist group's birthplace and stronghold. So that's where they're all real strong. So they just kill. The Nigerian military announced that it reintegrated at least 254 Boko Haram jihadists who surrendered and repented. Thank God for that.
Yes.
But the heinous attacks came days after the Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari reported his assertion that his administration will soon defeat Boko Haram. Now, Jonathan Goodluck Johnson said the same thing. But I'll tell you, it's really tough in Nigeria, and Nigeria doesn't have all the money in the world because of the way things are. They used to have more money, but even with their oil money, there's a lot of problems there. And he said that we are confronting them, and by the grace of God, we'll destroy them. And that's, we're along with them. I hope they do.
Me too.
We do not want Boko Haram. But see, if it's not Boko Haram, it is the Fulani who run into these Christian farming communities and they kill them. There's been calls both in Nigeria and outside for the Christians in Nigeria to arm themselves and fight back, because up till now they're getting slaughtered.
And I think they should.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was there, I would have an army of my own, and I would have as much as I can to protect my family.
Oh, I know.
And the Nigerian army claims Boko Haram only killed two people. But another one, a relative, said that, you know, of one of the people that got killed, said the jihadis butchered some of the victims. Some people went to the farms, and Boko Haram insurgents attacked them. They butchered an elderly man and a youth. And they, you know, it's just sickening what these people do. And they do it in the name of their God. And, you know,
that's insane.
Any supreme being that says it's okay to do this to another human being, they're not supreme.
That's right.
They're a devil. But see, unfortunately, somebody in this neck of the woods missed it. By your fruits shall you know them, Scripture tells us. And dear God in heaven, you have a God, and you go out and cut up and butcher and rape and pillage like there's no tomorrow. You have no forgiveness in you. And you think you're going to be justified by the law of Muhammad, the
right.
Sharia. You're not even going to get one toe into heaven or paradise that way. And that's just the way it is. There's only one true and living God, our God and our Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
And there's only one Son of God. That is Yahshua, Jesus Christ. He is the Almighty. And the only way you can know that is if the Lord reveals it to you. And so, you know, it just terrible. And then, Tower, you've got the next one. This comes from India.
A Christian pastor is beaten and kidnapped by radicals. This happened last month on September 4th. Pastor Mathia Varghese of the Ebenezer Indian Pentecostal Church in Surigar. He's 57 years old, and he was abducted and beaten by a mob of Hindu radicals. And when police finally intervened, the pastor was arrested along with the assailants and was falsely accused of taking part in a communal clash and attempting to forcefully convert an old woman. And on the day of the attack, the pastor was invited to attend a housewarming party for Rukma. And while at the party, a mob of 100 radicals attacked the pastor and other Christians that had gathered for the party. And the pastor was beaten severely, and they forced him into a vehicle and drove away. And he had feared for his life. He thought they meant to kill him. But the police intervened, and despite being the clear victim of the assault, the police arrested him along with his assailants, and they forced him to spend the night and the next day in jail before they took him to receive proper medical attention. And following the attack, the local newspapers reported that the attack was a communal clash between the Christians and the Hindus, which arose because the Hindus were attempting to stop Pastor Varghese from forcefully converting Nayak to Christianity. And unfortunately, a police officer gave a quote as a part of these stories, making the Christians look like the perpetrators and not the victims. Attacks on Christians and their places of worship have skyrocketed in recent years. Growing hostilities by radical groups and the lack of police efforts to stop these groups have been major contributors. And in 2014, the Evangelical Fellowship of India recorded only 147 incidents of Christian persecution, while in 2017, they have recorded 351 incidents. This is just horrific. It's horrible what's going on against our brothers and sisters in the Lord in these countries.
Yes, and in India, of course, the BJP party is the Hindu party, and they came to power quite a number of years ago.
And when they had one, Christian leaders in India came out and said they fear from now on there would be intense persecution of Christians, and they were correct because they knew what these people would do. And so when we talk about ongoing hostility, radical Hindus and radical Muslims is par for the course in many of these areas. In India, it's radical Hindus, and in like Pakistan and Egypt, you know, the Sudan and many others, and Nigeria, it's radical Islam. And of course, this is where you're at. And if you get up into other areas, you know, you'll find some other groups that are radical when you get right down to it. So, you know, the gospel, you know, it's just like Paul said, you know, to some we're a savor of life to those who believe, and we're a savor of death to those who don't believe. That is the way it is. The gospel is life to those who believe and understand, and it means death for those who don't. And no matter how hard this, you know, you and I have been reporting it, we find miracles, signs, wonders, and people coming to the Lord.
Yes, amazing things.
It is. And as chaotic as it is in the world, as chaotic as it is here in America, yet in America, I see signs of Christianity and Christian leaders starting to wake up over this division in America now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and you talk about President Trump, you know, I mean, he went over after this thing in Pittsburgh, and he was in the hospital, and there was a big story out today that the doctors and nurses applauded him when he showed up because he took time to come down there, and he wanted to shake hands with them.
And they walked by in the hallway. You know, he was walking by in the hallways, and they would see him from rooms and stuff, and they would holler at the president, and he would turn around and talk to them and shake their hands, and they were excited to see him.
And so when you talk about this anti-Trump hate, it's coming from one corner, and that is the Democrats and the liberal Democrats and their supporters, which is a lot of Hollywood. And so don't believe everything you hear, especially on MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. Ignore them and go to the real channels where you can find some truth.
That's right.
And every once in a while, I'll get someone on our feed or something else that just comes off like a yahoo. And you can't argue with them because they're not going to listen. And, you know, they will just, you know, badmouth, ridicule, be mean and nasty and arrogant. They don't want to listen. And this is the battle, even here in America. There's a lot of trouble right here. Now, the next one we want to look at is Indonesia. And the thing I remember about Indonesia is years ago, Tower, when we did a story, and there was three young Christian girls that had been beheaded.
Oh, yes. How could you ever forget that?
And they found their bodies, no heads. The Muslim radicals had found them. Because in Islam, they don't want these young girls to be educated. They were Christian girls headed to school, and they were killed on the way to school. And so, you know, this is the problem you have. In Indonesia, six suicide bombers from one Muslim family. Can you believe it? They attacked three churches.
Good grief.
And of course, you know, when you talk about it, this is Sunday Mass, so this is a Catholic church out there. But you see, the thing of it is, and I've told you this time and time again, you know, when I'm doing these stories, I don't differentiate between Catholics and Protestant. If you're out there, and if you're good enough to die for the Lord, he said, anybody that loses their life for my sake in the gospel, you know, you shall find it. And there are a lot of people. And if you claim Jesus, if you're in a church, if you have a cross on your church, and if you look like you follow the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to be a target. They don't care what you are, who you are, where you are. There's only one thing that matters. You're either going to serve Islam or die. And so this is why when we talk about overseas, and I'll tell you, I spent 2014 and 2015 covering this modus operandi going through Iraq and going through Syria and Iraq by ISIS. And that's the way it is. There's no mercy, no mercy at all. And that's fine. You know, because as a Christian, when you get in the bottom line between recanting your faith and following a false one, recanting and following a false one, or keeping your faith and for the Lord and losing your life, I mean, you lose your life. Revelation 12:17 says they overcame, past tense, by the blood of the Lamb, meaning you're born again and you know Him. By the word of your testimony, that tells you how, you know, what He's done for you. And that follows what the Lord said when He says, anybody that confesses me before men, I'll confess him before the Father and His angels. And if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father and His angels. And the last part of that is, they love not their lives unto the death. And He speaks, addresses that too. If you lose your life for His sake in the gospel, you'll find it. That's Revelation 12:11. Look at it. And that's what these end of days are all about and going to be all about.
That's right.
And so during this time, more than 40 people were injured in the blasts. And, you know, when you get in these churches, whether you're a Catholic church or a Protestant church, there's nowhere to go, Tower.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, the only thing you can do is get blown up. But, you know, this article, there's a lot of stuff on it, but this article actually comes from, let me see if I've got him down here. I want to be sure to tell you that Raymond Ibrahim, he authored a book, The Sword and the Scimitar. And, you know, he has been covering Islamic persecution of Christians for a long, long time. And he's a senior fellow at Gatestone Institute. And there's no way we're going to go through all of this. But he does write on these kind of things. And in Groznia, this is in Russia, and it's the Muslim-majority Republic of Chechnya. And four gunmen stormed the church there and killed three people, a churchgoer and two police officers. Now, the two police officers were there to protect them. The attackers were also armed with knives, hatchets, and homemade explosives. They were also killed in the gunfire exchange with security forces. And we've seen this in Chechnya. We've seen radical Islam cause problem. There was years ago that, Tower, do you remember all these kids that were killed by Muslim extremists in Russia? It was years ago,
and
they took it over, and there was a lot of kids killed in that when the special forces went in to try to stop them.
And no, I kind of don't.
And you know, when you read this, you know, you do find a few with some other faith, but 95% of the time or more, it's Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trained, they're ingrained to do this. And man, there's going to be a lot of people on the Day of Judgment that are going to be shocked, because they're not going to go where they're
hoping, where they think they might.
Yeah. Our Muslims opened fire and hurled grenades at a Catholic church here. And they killed up to 24 people, injured 170.
Dear Lord.
In Nigeria, we talked about Nigeria. We talked about Pakistan before. Uganda, not content with killing a Muslim convert to Christianity, Muslim villagers also mutilated his corpse.
Dear God.
I don't know what it is with Muslims. When they get to hating so much, just killing them isn't enough. They got to mutilate the corpse.
Oh,
and that's what Boko Haram did in one of the stories here, too. Now, I can tell you, this is the modus operandi for ISIS, too. They did that lots of times. But if you follow the history of that, you'll find that even during the Crusades, there was a lot of these Muslim warriors that were given a type of drug. I think it was an enhanced form of hashish that they would take, and it made them invincible when they went into war. They were not afraid. You know, we know that during ISIS that there was some of this going on with the Muslims, and after I've seen some of the pictures and saw the reports, only someone, Tower, crazed out of their mind would do some of this stuff.
Oh, I know. I how could you do it otherwise? Yeah, they are crazy.
You know, just absolutely, you know. And so, you know, in France, a Muslim man walked into a cathedral and threatened to blow it up for preaching the gospel and not the Quran. Well, you know, this comes from the EU forcing all these countries to take in all these Muslim
exactly
immigrants. And France and Germany and Sweden and Switzerland are all in trouble from these radical Islamists that are in there. It is a mess right now over in the EU because of what they did. Merkel's not even going to be running again in Germany because she's so out of disfavor with the Germans for what she did.
She did a horrible thing.
She did. I thought it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't understand why she did it. Maybe she felt like she was helping the people that really needed asylum. But it was a nightmare. It wasn't helping. It was causing problems for her own country and people.
Well, the EU has a thing that says you have to open up your border. Well, you can't open your border. Now, you can help people and you can find a way to help them. But allowing them to cross into your country and violate sovereign territory and the law is not going to help your country. And that's why America should have never, even under Barack Obama especially, just opened it up to anybody. Because even when all the children were coming in, they found MS-13 gang members.
Yeah.
And so this is one of these things that it's time for somebody to wake up. You can't wait for the Democrats to wake up. But see, this country is only going to be as safe as you have leaders that are willing to protect it. And
that's
once
right.
Trump and his friends get out of there, and those who back him, if we don't have someone up there that's staunch supporter of American sovereignty and jobs, you're going to lose this country quicker than you can shake a stick at. So you're not out of the woods in this country at all. And the whole thing, you know, we are in trouble here, and it's time for somebody to wake up.
Amen.
So you need to pray for the brethren overseas. You need to help financially, any of them overseas you can help. And you can go on over to warren-usa.com as well. And we do have people that help us. We need help as much as anybody else to keep the gospel and everything going. So, Tower, we're going to have to get out of here.
Really? It's already time to go? Okay, well, thank you for joining us, everybody. God bless you. Rejoice in our victories with Asiya Bibi and pray for those who need victory. We love you and we thank you for all you do. Please join us tomorrow night for Thursday night battle lines. God bless you.
Well, good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. Shalom. We thank you for joining us today on Warn Radio, the Watchman Alert Radio Network. This is the Watchman, and for all of us here, shalom, everyone. See you again on the radio.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Truly embracing your complexities means rejecting anything that can harm who you are, like smoking cigarettes, which can damage nearly every part of your body. Tap the banner to see more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.